My heart is filled with joy when I see you here, as the brooks fill with water when the snows melt in the spring. And I feel glad, as the ponies do, when the fresh grass starts in the beginning of the year. I heard of your coming when I was many sleeps away, and I made but few camps before I met you. I knew that you had come to do good to me and my people. I looked for the benefits which would last forever, and so my face shines with joy as I look upon you. My people have never first drawn a bow or fired a gun against the whites. There has been much trouble on the line between us, and my young men have danced the war dance, but it was not begun by us. It was you who sent out the first soldier, and it was we who sent out the second. 2 years ago, I came upon this road following the buffalo, that my wives and children might have their cheeks plump and their bodies warm. But the soldiers fired on us, and since that time there has been a noise like that of a thunderstorm, and we have not known which way to go. The Comanches are not weak and blind like the pups of a dog when seven sleeps old. They are strong and far-sighted like grown horses. There are things which you have said to me which I do not like. They were not sweet like sugar, but bitter like gourds. You said that you wanted to put us on a reservation, to build us houses and make us medicine lodges. I do not want them. I was born upon the prairie, where the wind blew free and there was nothing to break the light of the sun. I was born where there were no enclosures and where everything drew a free breath. I want to die there and not within walls. I lived like my fathers before me, and like them, I lived happily. When I was in Washington, the great father told me that all the Comanche land was ours and that no one should hinder us in living upon it. So why do you ask us to leave the rivers and the sun and the wind and live in houses? Do not ask us to give up the buffalo for the sheep. The young men have heard talk of this, and it has made them sad and angry. Do not speak of it more. I love to carry out the talk I get from the great father. When I get goods and presents, I and my people feel glad, since it shows that he holds us in his eye. If the Texans had kept out of my country, there might have been peace. But that which you now say we must live on is too small. The white man has the country which we loved, and we only wish to wander on the prairie until we die. Any good thing which you say to me shall not be forgotten. I shall carry it as near to my heart as my children, and it shall be as often on my tongue as the name of the Great Spirit. I want no blood upon my land to stain the grass. I want it all clear and pure. I wish it so, that all who go through among my people may find peace when they come in and leave it when they go out.